Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. I hope you're ready to increase your revenue and dominate your competition. And now, Mega Marketer and Robert Levin.
Hey everybody, it's Matt the Marketer here with
Robert Levin.
And thanks for tuning in to the world's greatest marketing radio show. Every week you tune into the world's greatest marketing radio show because you want the best marketing advice on the planet. Look, I don't blame you. If I was in the same situation as a small business owner, I'd be listening to me, right?
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And as an added bonus, you also get advertising information as well.
Did you hear the ego in that statement, though, Rob? I didn't say I'd be listening to us. I said I'd be listening to me.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it now. I'm quietly confident.
Quietly confident.
Self-sufficient, you know, the whole bit.
I got my wake-up wrap here, courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, courtesy of your wallet. They're not a sponsor or anything. And they should be. That's their biggest mistake. But that's not our topic for today, is it?
What is our topic for today?
Our topic for today is how to grow your business successfully in the strong headwinds of today's current economic climate.
All right, so let's talk today about a little bit about opt-in boxes.
Oh, then it's not our subject is. All right, the hell with that. Let's talk about opt-in boxes. Well, actually, opt-in boxes, conversions, that's the deal.
Huh.
You get people to come to your website, it's a struggle. Once you have them on your website, too many businesses really just sort of drop the ball and don't do a good job of converting. An anonymous visitor that remains anonymous might as well not even have visited your site. So the heck with your SEO and keywords and rankings and all that stuff.
Yeah, so essentially what we want to talk about today, and Rob hit on the online marketing piece, but also there's a physical opt-in piece. Now, opt-in boxes or opt-in solutions is essentially getting information from your potential prospective customer client in the interest of them usually getting some kind of incentive. This could be an ebook. This could be entering, for example, if you're a bakery, this could be entering a contest to get a free wedding cake. This could be a newsletter people are subscribing to. This could be, you know, relatively anything. The possibilities are endless. Don't listen to us. Your incentive could be anything, but the bottom line is you want information from your customer client, usually an email address, possibly a phone number, especially if you're a would-be politician, or even an address, and then you can build up your direct mail list.
Yeah, I would actually say you have to think about the nature of your business. If you get the majority of your sales from a telephone call, then your goal really should be to get those conversions or opt-ins, if you want to call them that, through a telephone call. Oh, no. You can't crinkle, man. You can't crinkle.
Give them the experience like they're in the office.
You can't crinkle when you're on the radio, for God's sake.
Well, that's what I hate about radio personalities, because they're not like real people. They're always on. It's like, bah, 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 bah.
Well,
I want to hear stuff in the background. I want to hear doors open and close. I want to hear producers cursing out the host because they're not doing it. Remember that CNN thing a while back?
Which one?
The one where he was actually fired. He was like cursing out the one woman because she didn't know she was being cued. And you could hear him in the background cursing. Check it out on YouTube. It's like CNN producer cursing or something like that. It's really, really pretty
or
cool.
Instead, spend that valuable time getting your opt-ins right.
Yeah.
Because that's really going to help you out more.
So you touched on opt-ins a little bit. And okay, you were talking about the type of business. So say I'm a landscaper. Right? What kind of opt-in box do I want to have? In other words, people come to my site.
Right.
What kind of incentive can I offer them so that I can get the information?
Well, see, like I said, and I'm broadening it out a little bit, though. But, you know, there's levels or echelons of what you want. What you really want is to make a sale right away. That would be the ideal. Now, that doesn't happen a lot of the time. If you don't have an e-commerce site, it can't happen. The closest thing to making a sale is to get someone to actually pick up the telephone or click a link, which is very important on a mobile site, and call, because then you can convince them much more effectively than having to respond to something that they filled out on a form.
And again, winding it out, people also visiting your store, obviously you want them to buy, but a lot of people walk in and they don't buy anything. So what kind of incentive can you give them so you can get their information while they're there in your store?
Right, that's true. Yeah, okay, absolutely. But so the second level is getting some kind of contact information so that you can then market to them. And that's the whole point of marketing, in a way. It's finding out where your customers are, or virtually in this case, by having an email address or whatever they might give you in the store, and then having a plan or a program for basically wearing them down till they become a customer.
Okay, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah, but again, it's kind of true. Resistance, you know, wear down that resistance, or simply be there when they need what your product or service is.
So again, we're talking about that Optum box, and, you know, we'll talk about it online, or again, you know, fill out this little form. So what's the incentive? Why should they give you their information? Because they know full well you're going to be reaching out to them, possibly bothering them at the best, giving them free value.
Yeah, you'd have to assume that.
So it all, I guess, makes sense. It should make sense based on your business. For example, if you're a landscaping company, well, you know, I know that my potential customer probably has a lawn, probably has to maintain that lawn. They're probably doing it themselves. So it could be a free ebook. It could be, you know, 4 things to make your grass greener, or 4 easy steps to making your grass greener. It could be 10 tips for hiring the best landscaping company. And it could be something to that effect. Or it could be a monthly newsletter that you send out. And that could be somewhere the effect of, well, you know, again, they have a backyard and most likely neighbors. So 5 tips for the best barbecue party. Or, you know, say you have an affiliate and that affiliate is an in-ground pool installator. Well, then you could actually leverage both. You two could share a list together. And it could be, you know, top 5 tips for having a beautiful backyard, something to that effect. Or, of course, it could be a contest. Those are probably the easiest ones. You know, enter a contest for 5 free lawn cuts. I'll tell you what, I'm entering that. You know, the ebooks, the newsletter, that's great. But just to take a chance at getting something for free, especially that much value, I'm entering it. So contests are a really, really good way to get people to sign up. And also in your store, again, we had a bakery client, and that was one of the incentives. You know, win a free pastry, cupcake, you know, it was a bunch of different things depending on the month. And we got a lot of information. We could easily build up our email list just based on that. And then, like Rob was saying, on a monthly basis, wear people down to make them customers.
Yeah. So then the question becomes, what is of value to your customer? And you really have to think it through for a couple of reasons. One, if they're really not interested, you won't get conversions. 2, if they are interested, then you have to deliver. So whatever that thing is, they have to get a good feeling about you and your business. So it has to be something that you can basically stand behind or provide at a level that they'll expect to be getting.
Yeah. The end goal, of course, is building your list. And that gives you an opportunity to continually reach out to a pool of people who know you are and try to make that sale. So once again, this has been the world's greatest marketing radio show. Did you have fun today, Rob?
Oh, yeah. It was a blast, man.
It was a ball of laughs.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to project, so it sounds a little unnatural.
Is it a ball of laughs or bowl of laughs?
It's a ball of balls.
I don't know who the hell makes a container you can put laughs in. But anyway, once again, this has been the world's greatest marketing radio show. We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, really. If you didn't, then, you know, seek help.
Jump off a mountain. Seriously, because we don't want you. No, I'm just kidding. But
harsh, harsh.
So anyway, if you need the best marketing advice in town or somebody to implement a marketing program to get you customers as soon as possible, please give us a call at 1-888-308. That's 1-888-308-5506. Don't forget the 5506, because I just did. We'll see you next week. And Rob, what is our slogan?
Our slogan is, don't compete, dominate.